As you just heard, we're giving away Dr. Bhatia Ludman's new book. And I thought it'd be nice to speak to somebody who's read the book. Judy Agamon, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon to you.
You've read Dr. Bhatia's book, yes?
Yes, I have read it.
Just tell us a little bit about the book.
Well, it's a very interesting book. It's called Life's Journey, which is a great name because it really presents various up and downs and chapters in anybody's life, and discusses various dilemmas and junctions and intersections that we all face, whether it's first about learning about ourselves and then in couples with our partner, having children and raising children of the various ages through early childhood and teenage years, even into the senior years, then talking about death and passages and dealing with grief. And there's a special chapter about coming to Israel, about making Aliyah, which is very unusual because most of these kind of books do not deal with that. I think it's the first book I've ever seen addressed to Western immigrants in Israel, other than a cookbook. And it discusses throughout how we change and the various junctions that we face, and forgiveness and appreciation and stress, all the things we deal with daily in our lives here.
Is it an easy read? I mean, is it for the common person, people who aren't psychologists and whatever, is it easy for us to understand?
Well, what I liked about it is that it doesn't go heavy on theory, and it's not too heavy on academics. It's very down to earth and it makes sense. And the explanations are clear. You may not agree with everything. You know, there's a religious aspect to one, some of the points, but you understand it and you're open to all the things because it's written in such down to earth language. So I think anybody who's alive would appreciate the book.
Does it, can it be used as a reference book, or is it sort of book that you just read from the beginning to the end?
Well, that's a really good question, because that was the first thing that came up when I read it. I would say one would take it, look at the table of contents, skim through it, but it's a book I'd want available at all times as different things in life happen. It is not something I would bother reading all at once. I would definitely take it as needed. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. When you have a stomach ache, you take something else. So here, too, it really deals with things, and you can pick and choose what you want according to your need. And the clear chapter titles also enable you to know exactly what the chapter's about, and so you don't have to guess and start reading through it. It's very, very clear. Another thing about the format that I wanted to mention is that there's kind of like homework. Bhatia gives you a summary and things to remember and think about after you've read that chapter. And that's very helpful as a summary. And there's bold print also to make you remember what was emphasized. And even there's use of lists and checklists. And so I like that. That's very helpful for me.
Okay, sounds a really good read. When I get the time over Shabbatot, I will dig in and start reading it. Okay, listeners, just to remind you, if you want to win a copy, you've got till the 20th of July to get the answers into the question, what is the most important thing in a relationship? You send them to my email, richard@rustymicradio.com, richard@rustymicradio.com. Judy Agamon, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Happy reading.